How many houses have you built in your life? How did you work up the courage and initiative to start building houses?
Oh, let's see. Well, after we married, when we lived in Wheaton, we bought an old house. It was almost 100 years old. And it had a lot of things that needed to be done. Basically, the structure seemed to be fine. The wiring wasn't too good. It was still the push button electricity, but overall, it had hardwood floors, it had a full basement, it had a nice upstairs with three bedrooms and a bath and all that. So I did a lot. I said, you know, I think I can paint and do some of this stuff. And so I did. I took on little jobs here and there, doing stuff, redoing things. And I had always been interested in interior design, interior decorating. I had taken quite a few classes in that, and I don't know, I loved it. I loved doing that. I like doing my ideas on what I thought and or what should go. And so I'd hire people to do certain things and figured, you know, I think I could do that. So we were able to sell the house very quickly simply because it had turned out to be a really good project and we did do well on it. And so when we moved here and decided that we wanted to live out, we bought a piece of land that we had to drill a well and put in electricity, and we bought a mobile home that we could live in, and the kids went to Apache to school. And so in the meantime, I had bought this portal store, and then we had just started. I had drawn the plans up to try to do a house, a rock house, and that kind of set us back. But we did eventually get it finished, and that was in Horseshoe, okay. And turned out pretty well actually, and it was, you know, reasonable. We could afford to build it that. So, let's see. So then, while we were in Bisbee, I didn't want to buy a place quickly. I wanted to wait around and really find out, because I wanted to live in Old Bisbee, but Old Bisbee has a lot of, you know, negatives if you don't really like your neighbors and you don't want loud music and you're used to being out, then, you know, you have to be really careful about where you buy. So we rented an apartment in the OK Apartments in Bisbee for quite several years. And I was always looking for a place that, you know, we could afford and we could buy. And I found one, and it was way at the top of Laundry Hill, and there were no houses around. There was a sheer drop off on one side. It was all, you know, mountaintop on the behind us. There was a big car area that you could park, and there was just no one there. And I said, this has got to be the best house ever. So I inquired about it, and it was for sale, and I didn't really have a kitchen, and there were a lot of little things wrong with it, but nothing that couldn't be fixed. And so I remember telling Rich, guess what, I found the house for us, I found the right house. And he goes, really? And so I said, come on, let's go see it. And so we drive up Laundry Hill, this huge uphill street I go, look at this, isn't this the most darling old thing? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, but there's no kitchen here. I'm like, oh, we can handle that. And so, you know, we did. I found a guy that could make cabinets, and he did them all, and we put in a whole kitchen, and Rich's bailiff love to do remodeling, and so I hired him to redo some of the things in there. And it was a wonderful place to live. I could actually look down the courthouse and see Rich's office. And I told him, you know, that I was going to drop a flag out, you know, when lunch was ready. He could cancel, call court.
Now, the kids were not with you at this point.
At this point, no. They had, Jilly was at the University of New Mexico, and we didn't move up there and move into that house until Rich had graduated from, he was a junior, I think, so it was just the two of us, and, but we had a lot of hikes. In fact, I had, the Portal hiking group came, and there was the main trail that went right by our house up there on the top and wound around into Brewery Gulch, the very back of Brewery Gulch. And so we all hiked that and came down, and we had lunch at the Copper Queen Hotel there in Bisbee. And then everybody came to the house, and so they got...
So you haven't finished telling me how many houses you built. Built the house in Horseshoe before you moved to Bisbee.
Right.
And then you came back from Bisbee and...
Then I completely remodeled the one there in Bisbee, but I didn't build it. So then after Rich was going to retire, he said, why don't you wait till I retire and I will build a house? And I said, I don't think that that's going to work very well if I'm trying to agree on anything. It's better if I'm just the boss of the house and you just stay working. And so I had bought a mobile home for the kids when they Julie was at graduate school and Richie was at undergraduate school in Las Cruces. And so they lived in it because it was close to campus. And Julie wanted to go back to school to get her master's. And so they lived in it. And so by then, Rich was getting ready to retire, then they had moved out, and so we had it brought here to the ranch in Rodeo, outside of Rodeo. And so I lived in that, and then we started the house that we live in now in 80. We started in 89 and finished then in the spring, and it was finished by hiring people here and there to do certain things, and I did a lot of it. And it was done by Thanksgiving of 89, and that's the third house.